Well, it's my privilege to introduce the last speaker of the day, Braxton Wilkes, who is I hope he's a proud Baylor Law graduate. Baylor Law is proud to have him as a graduate. He is a Baylor lawyer who practices with the Wealth Preservation Practice Group at Winstead here in Austin. He is married to another Baylor lawyer in Austin. And Braxton does estate planning, focuses on estate planning for business owners and executives, and also has experience in general corporate work. He's going to address, I think, a very interesting and timely topic today, dealing with sort of confidentiality and other ethics issues that arise in the workplace that so many of us now occupy on a consistent basis, which is, you know, home or the vacation house in Vail or whatever, remote work. Has changed the face of the workplace, and so I'm very appreciative to Braxton to offer us ethics credit, incentive, you know, to stay, ethics CLE credit for the last session today. Thanks, Braxton.
Hey, how are y'all? I'm Braxton Wilkes. Like Beth said, a Baylor lawyer, married a Baylor lawyer. She's actually played baseball at Kansas State, and she went to Baylor. So when we got married, I wasn't sure who I was going to root for. She went to Baylor undergrad and law school. When we got married, I wasn't sure who I was going to root for, but I've become a pretty diehard Baylor fan. So it's been, we had a good year in 2021 and all of that. Football's been pretty bad. But like Beth said, I am an associate in the Wealth Preservation Practice Group. I practice here in Austin, mainly practices kind of trust and estates with many of our clients having business entities that we have to deal with, taxable estates and all of that. The paper and this presentation were actually originally published by Jeff Chadwick, who's a shareholder in our Woodlands and Houston offices. He had a 90-minute presentation at Heckerling a few years ago. I've had to cut a lot of things, subtract a lot of things from this. So I printed off the paper so y'all can see. It's pretty hefty, but it has some great, it's a great asset, especially when it comes to confidentiality and all of those things. COVID changed a lot of stuff. I started my practice in 2021, or I started practicing law in 2021. And I remember going, I was in Houston at the time, going to a high rise and being the only one on the floor. So as a, you know, being an attorney for 2 years, it was kind of tough to get my footing in all of that. But that just shows how much virtual practice has become a part of our everyday lives. Let me go. I'm just going to skip over. I included a picture of me. I think it's a good picture. So many of y'all may have seen this poster. It's a poster from World War II, actually. The War Advertising Council created this because they were worried about GIs sending letters back home to citizens and not intentionally, but just including information that could give the Axis powers some idea of where we were, whether it was on the European or Pacific front. That can be really tough when you're trying to, you know, plan a surprise storm of the beaches of Normandy or anything like that. So these posters became very popular, and I've actually seen a few in some museums. But they were just to remind soldiers, citizens, of the dangers of loose lips. So while we know loose lips sink ships, they can also sink client relationships. And due to the fallout from violating an attorney's ethical duty of confidentiality, can also ruin attorney reputations, client relationships, and careers. After all, clients are seeking trusted advisors who will maintain their confidentiality. And today we are going to discuss the best kind of best practices that all professionals can strive to do. So today's goals, we're going to, like Beth said, get that all-important ethics credit, always the hardest one to get. Hopefully, we'll have a little fun. My time here on stage, only 45 minutes, probably 40 now, but hopefully I won't bore y'all.